Slide. Kevin Moore, videographer of the Freddie Gray beating, deli worker, Baltimore, Maryland. Just a glance. The screams what woke me out of my sleep, the screaming. I'm like, well, wow, what's all this screaming? And then they came to pull me up like, dude, they tasing him, woo! So I jumped up and threw some clothes on and went out to see what was going on, you know? And then I came out that way. I'm like, holy shit, you know what I'm saying? They had him all bent up and he was handcuffed, like face down on his stomach, but they had the heels of his feet, like almost in his back. And he was handcuffed at the time and they had the knee and the neck, and that pretty much explains the 3 cracked vertebrae and a crushed larynx, 80% of his spinal cord being severed and stuff. And then, when they picked him up, I had to zoom in to get a closer look on his face. You could see the pain in his face, you know what I'm saying? Like, but then they pulled around on Mount Street and pulled him out again to put leg shackles on him. You put leg shackles on a man that could barely walk to the paddy wagon? That doesn't make sense to me. And I've never known a on-the-beat officer to carry leg shackles in on that person or in the van. That's something that you do when you go into another compound or when you being transported to the court or something like that. They don't put leg shackles on you outside. They just don't do it. You know, so you put leg shackles on a man that can't walk, you know, then you toss him back in the paddy wagon like a dead animal, you know what I'm saying? Then you don't even put a seatbelt on him. So basically, he's handcuffed, shackled, sliding back and forth in a steel cage, basically, because that's what, it's not padded back there. I don't know why everybody seems to say, it's padded. No, it's not padded. It's about as padded as that outside of that van. It's ridiculous how bad they hurt that man. I mean, come on. A crushed larynx. Can you do that to yourself? 3 cracked vertebrae. Can you do that to yourself? Can you sever 80% of your own spinal cord, you know what I'm saying, in the back of a paddy wagon, shackled and handcuffed, no less? I just wish you could see how they had him. So I'm like, man, this shit is just crazy, man. They just don't care anymore. Man, it's crazy. Man, I just feel like we need to record it, you know what I'm saying? We need to get this word out that this thing is happening. This is the only weapon that we have that's actually, yeah, the camera's the only thing that we have that could actually protect us that's not illegal, you know what I'm saying? But in the same sense, these guys could feel threatened or, oh, wow, well, I mistook his camera for a gun. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like I said, nah, I haven't really filmed anything before. I've been known for filming, you know what I'm saying? But that time, I was like, man, somebody has to see this. You know what I mean? I have to film this. When I touched back down around the way, I just basically called every news station that I could and just got the video out there. You know, mainstream 13, 45, 11, New York Times, Russia Today. I don't even speak Russian, but, you know, I did the interview. No, it was actually, I took it with my phone. And some brothers from Ferguson, and they came out and supported me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they actually spent the night at my house. This, my brothers from Ferguson, man, they came up and they spent, they took me to Best Buy and brought me 4 cameras. They're basically arming me. It's a movement. It's not going to stop here. Eye contact. This story of Freddie Gray's eye contact was with the whole story since it happened. That's how the officers, I guess, wrote the paperwork that Freddie made eye contact. And he looked suspicious, and that gave us probable cause to do whatever. But like I said again, we know the truth. You know what I'm saying? Just a glance. But eye contact thing, it sets off, it's like a trigger. That's all it takes here in Baltimore, is just a glance. Have you ever been to a place where you don't feel tired? You tired of being tired. You know what I'm saying? Where you fed up and it's nothing else left and you can't get any lower? Pass that. Pass rock bottom. You know. So, that's where I've been.